Hi. It's been a while since I've done one of these. But I just got out of the shower. And you seem to like last time I did one of these rambly little things. And I've been so horny the past week. I thought it might be fun to talk to you about it. So, I am currently lying back on my silk sheets. And I just in full body shave. My skin's pretty sensitive, so I don't shave very often. And I've actually been growing my bush out the past, oh gosh, a couple weeks at least. And it was getting a little out of control. And though I love a bush, I think they're really pretty. And they draw the eye nicely. And I like to, honestly, I like to play with mine. I like to pull on it and twist it and run my fingers through it, and I'm really kind of obsessive about keeping it conditioned. I want it really soft. But you know, I finally shaved it. I don't go bare, I don't really like that on myself. So what I do is I call it like a Christmas tree. It's like a reverse triangle, so it comes to a point below my belly button, and then branches out towards my lips. What that means is that now that it's all oh, shaved pretty, is that I can see it. I don't know if you know how much I love to masturbate. Like, I work from home and I am by myself a lot. So I am constantly playing with myself, or I sit on my foot all the time. Like, that's like just a go-to. That's just what I do naturally. Well, when I wake up, I sleep with this big body pillow between my legs, and I like to wrap my knees around it and grind against it. And since, you know, I manage porn accounts for work, including my own, I'm just constantly looking at erotic material. And then when I'm not working, which is honestly most of the time, I come here and I read titles and read scripts and listen to people jerk off and tell me stories. And I really like that. But as I was saying about my pussy, I can see it now. I can see the skin around my groin. I'm rubbing lotion into it right now because I just shaved and I have to keep it moisturized, right? But I'm definitely lingering. I like to, push my fingers in really deep along my pubic bone and kind of massage that tissue there really hard. I haven't really played with my clit yet. I'm still trying to convince myself that I'm just moisturizing, but the more I massage my pussy, the more, less I start to believe that. But shaving is exciting because I'm a freaking vibrator queen. I have my Hitachi hooked up at all times. And if I'm not masturbating with that, you know, and including my penetrative toys like my dildos and stuff, I like water. So I've actually given myself carpal tunnel, recurrent carpal tunnel. It's very unfortunate because of how I'd like to hold the shower head. And I've tried to hold it with my left hand, and it's just not the same. I wanna get a new shower head, and like my dream is to get one that just like pleasures me without me having to hold it, you know what I'm saying? Like that's like, it's like king status. Oh fuck, my skin feels good. But anyway, when my lips are hairless, as they are now, it changes the sensation. It's more tender, more sensitive. And right now, well, actually in the shower, as I was looking down and spreading myself to remove all that hair. Fuck, I couldn't help but think about how much I would love to have your mouth on my pretty little pussy. If we talk about my fantasies at all, like, the things we like or hyperfixate on, I'm absolutely obsessed with oral sex, and I have been since long before I was having any. I think because it's the only thing I felt I couldn't replicate, because I could put my fingers, or honestly, I've never used my fingers. I used to just ransack the house for fucking anything I could find. I had this jump rope I used to use. Anyway. I used to ransack the house for anything I could find to put up in there, or, you know, finger myself to see if that did anything for me. And it, you know, never really did. The finger penetration doesn't hit the right spots for me. But I knew what it felt like to have something inside myself, but I just could not imagine what it would be like to be licked. But I figured it was probably really fucking cool. And so it's what I would fantasize about. Yeah, getting my pussy licked, or licking pussy myself. Fuck. Yeah. Oh man. When I was in high school, I read this book called The Lust Lizard of Melancholy Cove. And that book is about a sea monster that comes to this sleepy little town and makes everyone really horny. And how do I put it? He hides out in this trailer park. The town crazy lady lives in this trailer park. And he befriends her because she protects him. And so to thank her, this giant 35-foot sea monster licks her pussy and just me. I don't think I'd had a tongue in my pussy. No, I hadn't had a tongue in my pussy at that point. Oh, fuck. myself now. So me, who's never had oral sex, reading about this. Oh God, he described it. The author described it as a long, silky banister of a tongue. Oh, that you slid down. Every taste bud hitting in just the right spot. And that just kind of blew my mind. And that's when I got into monsters. I'm more into monsters now because it's honestly so fucking horny in my brain that in my fantasy world, I just wouldn't say no to much at all. But currently, what I've been touching myself to for days. Hang on. Is you. You are so nice. Oh, fuck. And it's really kind of unfortunate because if you weren't nice, I would have gotten bored. And it's so much more fun to play with something that I can't have. Or try to play to get something that I can't have. It's my ego, I guess. When I've been wet, thinking about you for days. And now with my oiled up, shaved, needy little pussy slipping between my fingers. All I can think about is your mouth. The noises you would make. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, if you were down there. Sorry, I'm not really good at this ramble-fap thing. It's, I'm a quiet masturbator unless I'm actively coming or listening to an audio, and then I get loud and scream a lot. But I'm not talking about you. Let's talk about you. Oh, fuck. Maybe if I can do it, if I can talk about you. I don't think you'd tease me. I like to be teased. It's like my go-to when I fantasize. I think about like, oh, fuck. Like your face smirking or smiling up at me while you slowly run your tongue between my legs. Are you asking me to tell you just how I want you to lick me? I wrote a script like, well, I did not write a script like that. I wrote a story like that because I needed to script, well, my part, where I was instructed to instruct. Oh, and how hard that was for me. I'm not a big talker. At least not until you get me started. Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. Would you put your tongue inside me? Sensation-wise, that's not my favorite, but I like it because I know if you're doing it, it's because you want to taste me. You want to fill my walls and feel them squeeze around your mouth, and I really get off on that. Oh, fuck. I think about your big, thick fucking fingers inside me. I picture you as a big guy. I don't know if you are. And I picture you as kind of hulking. I'm not a size queen, but you got me wishing my toys were bigger. Or maybe I'm just so horny for you that I'm taking them easier. I think that might be true, actually. That might be what it is. Oh, fuck. So if you came and saw me, and let's just continue this fantasy of me not knowing exactly who you are, but me being Little Miss, oh, porn star, you get to look at me, but let's keep my eyes closed for you. And if you walked into my bedroom and saw me as I am now, knees hiked up freaking by my shoulders, pussy all spread open, rubbing it with my fingers, oily and slippery, what would you do? Fuck. Oh, God. Why'd you come lick me like you know how badly I fucking want you to? Would you make me do work, too? You stick your tongue in my ass while I rub my clit. Oh, that would be torture for me because I'm a bit of a pillow princess. I'd like to lie back and be pleasured. Oh my god, fuck, I want to come. Oh my god. I'm not always a pillow princess, Oh, fuck. I do like sucking cock, but, it's not, so sorry, it's not what my fantasies are about with you. I want you to tease me, make me come, and I want you to fuck me hard. Oh, fuck. Deep, I need all of you inside me. I need to cover my mouth so I can't breathe, which is something I really like. I want you to make some stupid little joke in my ear and then laugh before you bite my neck and pound yourself into me. Oh, I want to make you come. So bad. I've been trying to, you know. I'm working for it and hoping I've caught your fucking attention. Oh, God. Oh, please. Oh, fuck, my fingers aren't enough. They never are. Oh, God, they never are. I want yours. Oh, God. We could stay friends afterward. Doesn't have to mean anything, but I want you inside of my body as much as you are already inside of my brain. Oh, well. I guess I just have to come back tomorrow and listen to you again.